The truth is, life is full of moments like this where we see the fruit of what has been sown and times when we have to continue planting for the future. If you've got your Bibles, go ahead and turn over to Galatians chapter 6, because this passage is going to remind us that whatever we sow, we are going to reap. There's many kinds of people that would need to hear this truth about sowing and reaping. Maybe you're just a parent, you're exhausted, you're weary, you're struggling. You feel like it's all you can do to just hold things together, and it's all you can do to just try and make things work. But in the midst of that, you're planting seeds. In the midst of that, you're cultivating seeds in your children. You might be a new believer, and you're eager to grow in your faith, but you don't know quite where to start and what seeds to plant in your life. Maybe you're a person that's trying to mend a relationship right now. There's been a fracture, there's been division, there's been hurt in your life. And what we need to do then is for you, you need to start planting seeds of forgiveness and love and begin praying that God would cultivate that, that God would grow that into reconciliation between you and the other person. So wherever you find yourself today, the Bible has a really powerful reminder for us, and it's in Galatians chapter 6. And really our big picture thought for today is that everything we do plants seeds for the future. Everything we do plants seeds for the future. So then our question is, what seeds are you planting? What seeds are you planting? Let's see, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. Okay, here we go. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Do not be deceived. Let's go ahead and stop right there. Do not be deceived, he says. In other words, don't be tricked. Now, the word deceived is a word that means that you're believing something that is not true, but typically you believe this thing because it's advantageous to you. You believe, you find yourself in a deceptive pattern in your life by saying things like, I'm just gonna watch one more show on Netflix and then I'll go to bed, right? And so you find yourself in this deception that says, well, I'm just gonna play one more level of the video game. I'm just gonna eat one more chip or one more cookie, and then that's going to be it. And so we find ourselves deceived by tricking ourselves into believing something, but it's not just a lie that we're believing, but we're believing it because it's advantageous to us. So he says, don't be deceived. God cannot be mocked. In other words, God cannot be made fun of. We're not going to pull one over on him. We're not going to sneak one by him in the middle of the night. We're not going to be able to hide ourselves from God or hide our intentions from God. He says, don't believe this lie, even if it's advantageous to you, that you can try and put one over on God, that you can try and take advantage of God, or that you can try and manipulate God. He goes on, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So the deception that he calls out here is to say that don't be deceived. He says you're not going to get one over on God. He says every time you do something, it has a consequence. Every time you plant a seed, that seed is going to grow up. Every action you take, every thought you have, every TV show you watch is cultivating something inside of you. And you might think to yourself, you might deceive yourself that, well, this one is okay. Or it's okay if I just watch a little bit of this. It's okay if I just focus on this a little bit. It affects everybody else, but it doesn't affect me. There are lots of ways that we spin this in our lives to say that the actions that we take do not have consequences, but they do. And we see this over and over and over again. And I love how Paul just calls it out here. And he says, listen, if you're believing this thing, if you're believing that what you're sowing you will not reap, if you're believing that you're not going to have a consequence for your action, you're deceiving yourself. because you really want to do the thing, right? You really want to look at the website. You really want to tell off your boss. You really want to sleep in an extra 10 minutes. You really want, you know, all of these things are advantageous to us. So I want to do it. And because I want to do it, I'm going to convince myself that it is not affecting me. He says, don't be deceived. You're not going to be able to pull one over on God. We say we love God and we want to follow him. And we believe that he has a good plan for our lives. So we ask for God's help in things. I mean, even just a few minutes ago during the prayer time, you might have been asking God, God, I need your help in this area. But then God says, okay, if you need my help, then here's how you do it. Here's how you approach it. I need you to go. I need you to forgive this person. I need you to ask this person for forgiveness. I need you to talk to this person. I need you to, you know, God. And God will start to tell you things that you need to do in life. And then you say, well, no, I'm just going to keep praying about it. I'm just going to keep listening. I'm just going to keep thinking about it, but I'm never actually going to act on the thing that I do. We ask for his help, and then we ignore his advice. And Paul defines mockery then by talking about this principle that we're going to talk about right now. It's this idea of planting seeds, the principle of sowing and reaping, the principle of sowing and reaping. Our first point under this principle is that every action is a seed. Everything we do, everything we say, every decision, every habit, every word is a seed that is going to produce fruit in our lives. Just like a farmer knows the type of crop that they're going to get based on the seeds that they plant, we have to recognize as well that our actions determine the outcomes of our lives. Well, one person said, sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap character. Sow character, reap destiny. And I love that because it shows this progression that as we continue to do things, it's not just an isolated action. We know this is true because we see how it affects our waistline. And this is, you know, there are two ways that we see this play out most obviously. You go to the fridge, you get a bowl of ice cream, you eat the ice cream. The next morning, you get on the scale, your weight hasn't changed very much. You're like, great. Next day, you eat another bowl of ice cream, get on the scale the next morning, your weight hasn't changed very much. A week later, you know, maybe you're up a couple tenths of a pound. You're like, okay, this ice cream thing isn't affecting me. So you continue to do this then, week in and week out, year in and year out. You're having a bowl of ice cream every night. And then at some point, you look down and you can't see your toes anymore. And you're like, oh, maybe I need to lay off the ice cream. Right? On a positive side, it works the same way with investing, with finances, that as we are diligent about saving month in and month out, you put $50 into a bank account, and the first month you earn 3% interest, so I don't know, what is that, 50 cents or something, maybe, 5 cents probably. You earn just peanuts, right? Just nothing on it. The next month you put in $50 and you earn 6 cents. The next month you put in $50 more and now you've got you know, 11 cents that you're earning. I'm completely making these numbers up because I can't do math this fast. But over time, over the months, if you are diligent about investing that $50 every month and you're diligent about investing in the right things, you're going to start to see it growing, and the interest on $1 million is a lot bigger amount than the interest on $50. But you never get to the million unless you start investing the 50, right? You never get there unless you start. It's the same thing in life. So every action that we take is a seed. Whether it's eating ice cream or whether it's depositing, you know, saving $50 a month, we are planting seeds that are going to impact our future. It's the same thing when you choose to lie at work because you don't want to get in trouble. And you're planting a seed there, a seed of deception, a seed that says, and what happens is you lie, and the first time you don't get caught. You're like, oh, okay. Or you show up 5 minutes late and nobody says anything to you. You're like, oh, all right, I guess this is okay, this is acceptable. And so then you stretch it and you push it a little bit more and a little bit more, and eventually, you know, your work is suffering, your business is suffering, and pretty soon you're getting called into the boss's office and they're having a sit-down conversation with you. They're like, hey, your work is really suffering, things aren't adding up, you know, the things that you're told, and I've got to let you go because of this. But it started with a seed that continued to grow. Every action is a seed. Number two, every seed is a harvest. Every seed that we plant is going to grow. And I don't know if you've ever taken the time to look at like an apple seed compared to a watermelon seed. Watermelon seed is a little bit bigger, but they're fairly similar size. If you compared them both to a basketball, right? They're fairly similar in size. They're fairly similar in makeup, same color. But when you plant them, you get two totally different things. And so what the Bible tells us here is that we have to be careful about the things that we're planting, because if you want apples, which are good and awesome, then you should plant apple seeds. And if you want watermelons, I'm not sure why you would want watermelons. So we're just not gonna do that. I don't like watermelon. I'm sure some of you guys. How many of you in here like watermelon? Raise your hand. Okay, fine. How does it feel being wrong? Praise the Lord. Back to the sermon. Apple seeds and watermelon seeds start off looking very similar, but the end result is something completely different. Sometimes you just want an apple. Sometimes you just want watermelon. And in order to get the things that you want out of life, you've got to make sure that you're planting the right seeds. What he says here is he says, sowing to the flesh produces destruction. Sowing to the Spirit produces eternal life. Sowing to the flesh is indulging in sinful behavior, selfishness, short-term pleasures that lead to destruction. Sowing to the Spirit involves sowing things that align with God's will, such as prayer, kindness, serving others, studying God's word, those types of things, getting involved in a small group. These are actions that we take that help to sow good things inside of us. And when we do that, the Bible promises that we will reap eternal life. So you've got to be careful then what you put in the ground, because what you plant is going to grow. And the Bible says, don't be deceived about this. Don't lie to yourself. Don't trick yourself. What you do is going to have consequences. So number one, every action is a seed. Number two, every seed is a harvest. Number three, the harvest takes time. The harvest takes time. The seeds we plant today don't grow overnight. Patience is the key. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. If you've ever grown a garden, or if you're a farmer in here, you know that you don't plant seeds one day and walk out the next day expecting a full crop. These things take time to grow, take time to mature, and the entire time, you don't just need to plant the seed, but you have to continue to cultivate it. You've got to go out and weed your garden. You've got to make sure it's watered. You've got to make sure it has proper sunlight. But when you do that, the Bible promises that those things are going to grow. Spiritual growth takes time, but the harvest is worth it. And of course, these are things that are easy to say, but hard to implement. And the reason is because I've got a couple slides that I'm going to put up here. The first one, bad habits, bad actions, bad things in our life are immediate rewards. You eat the bowl of ice cream, you get a dopamine hit. You're like, hey, that was pretty good. It satisfied my hunger. I got an immediate reward out of it, and there's delayed consequences for it. So when I plant that seed in my life, I plant that ice cream in my stomach, it takes a while to produce a consequence. I don't see it the first day, I don't see it the fifth day, I don't see it the tenth day, but eventually I start to notice that can't run quite as far, can't see my toes anymore, those types of things. They eventually, the consequences catch up to you. So bad habits, bad actions are immediate reward with delayed consequences, and then the flip side of that is good habits or good actions are delayed reward but immediate consequence. The first time you commit yourself, many of you guys did this, you committed, I'm going to get healthy in the new year. And so instead of eating a bowl of ice cream for dinner, you sliced up an apple and you decided to have, not for dinner, I hope, maybe, I don't know, maybe you were eating ice cream for dinner. I meant ice cream for dessert. But instead of having ice cream, you decided to eat an apple. And then you got on the scale the next morning and you're like, my weight hasn't changed. this must not be working. This must not be worth it. And the reason that we fail so often at New Year's resolutions is because we don't see the immediate result. And so there's a, we don't see the reward right away. It's a delayed reward with immediate consequences. And so what ends up happening is we get frustrated, we get tired, we get exhausted. We're like, I don't want to continue eating broccoli. I just want to have something, you know, I just want a hamburger. And so we get frustrated that we're not seeing the results that we want, and we give up. But the Bible promises that as we continue to plant, as we continue to do these things, we are going to see a harvest in our life. And the question is, what seeds, again, are you planting? So everything we do plants seeds for the future. What seeds are you planting? Here are a few ideas. This is not an exhaustive list by any means, but these are some of the things that I want us to be thinking about as we leave here. Some of the things that you might be planting in your life. Number one, seeds of the mind, right? What are you feeding your mind daily? Is your entire waking time filled with social media, entertainment, music, movies? What are you feeding into yourself? Or are you planting into yourself God's word? Are you getting around people that know Jesus and spending time talking about him? Are you involved in the daily Bible reading plan, which if you haven't done that yet, gcmoseslake.org/daily-reading. There's a link on there for how to get involved, or there's some packets back at the Next Steps counter if you want to follow along with us. The reason that we harp on it, the reason we're like, you need to be consistent in this, is because of exactly the principle. The pain immediately is a challenge, right? I have to get up a couple minutes early. I've got to focus on reading the Bible. I've got to spend some time in prayer. I've got to, you know, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My kids are yelling in the background, but I need to spend some time focused on God. There's immediate pain. There's immediate consequence. But what we believe, and I'm guessing that there are some people in here that could even raise their hand and testify to, that as we've done this over days, weeks, months, and years, we've noticed that our life has gotten better. We've noticed that things in our life have improved, that we are calmer people, that we're more loving people, that we're more generous people, because we've taken the time to invest God's word into our life every day. We've taken the time to read and study and understand and get around people that are reading and studying and understanding so that we can grow and so that we can know more about what God is calling us to do. So seeds of the mind. The Bible says, Philippians 4:8, it says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, think about these types of things. So if you find yourself and you're scrolling social media or you're watching the TV or you're reading the newspaper or things like that, and you find yourself constantly frustrated, you find yourself constantly irritated, you find yourself constantly worried or afraid, what are the things that you're feeding into your mind? And I would challenge you to take some time to step back from those things, step back from planting those seeds, and instead plant the seed of God's word. Another one is the seed of relationships. Are your words and actions building others up, or are you tearing them down? And I would propose to you that sometimes biting your tongue is planting a seed. Sometimes you just have to swallow whatever comment you wanted to make in order to plant a seed that is going to build that relationship. Now, sometimes God calls us to challenge people. Sometimes God calls us to even confront people because they're going down a path that they shouldn't be, and we need to be part of that process. But oftentimes we find ourselves critical, judgmental, angry, whatever it is, and we don't want to be those type of people, but how are we treating the people in our relationships? And really, what relationships are we involved in the first place? Are you investing in relationships that are going to encourage you, that are going to strengthen you, that are going to help build your faith? Truthfully, for me, being in a small group and being a part of a church has been the one of the biggest blessings of my life, because there are so many people around here that I've met and that I know that have different life experiences than I do. And so when I want to know about gardening, I have experts that I can talk to. When I want to know about how to fix my car or how to diagnose my car, there are people that I can talk to. When I'm having problems with carpentry at home and trying to figure out how to fix something, or we built a deck this last year, I was trying to figure out how to get the railing on, and I had people that I could talk to, I could bounce ideas off of. But you don't get that if you're not investing in the relationships. And so I would challenge you guys to invest, to plant seeds of relationships in your life, because you don't even know sometimes how much of a blessing it's going to be for you down the road. Charlie Tremendous Jones said, "You will be the same person in 5 years as you are today, except for the people you meet and the books that you read." Planting seeds of relationships and planting seeds of understanding, planting seeds of the mind, will transform your life if you let it. The third one, seeds of finances. Are you sowing wisely into God's kingdom, or are you keeping everything for yourself? Have you deceived yourself into saying that as long as I have a healthy bank account, then I'm going to be okay, that I'm taken care of, that everything is working out for my good? As long as I can have the nice car and the nice house and all of the things, then I am winning in life. Are you deceiving yourself in that? Or is there something else that God wants for you? Planting seeds of finances is such a powerful thing because of what I said during the offering time, that it allows us, it gives us an opportunity to say, God, I trust you more than I trust my finances. So things like giving to the church, supporting missions, but helping people in need around the community, being generous when you know somebody is going through a hard time. This could be a coworker, this could be a friend or a family member, being generous to them. And generous doesn't always mean finances. Sometimes it means spending time with them, sometimes it means giving them a call, whatever it is, but are you being generous in your life? Because Paul reminds us in Corinthians, he says, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Whatever you sow, and in the amount that you sow, that's what you're going to get back to you. And then the last one, seeds of faith. Are you stepping out in faith? Are you trusting God to guide your path? I talked to a lady this last week who had some Mormon missionaries stop by her house. And she spent a while talking to them. She was trying to show them in the scriptures what God might be saying to them, and trying to help them understand some of the challenges that they were having in their thinking. But as she was talking to him, she realized that she probably wasn't getting through to him. So eventually the conversation ends and they go their separate ways. She walks inside the house and she closes the door and she looks up to heaven and she's like, God, was that, did I do okay? Was that worth it? Was there any fruit from that? And she said that after she said goodbye, she was wondering these things. And truthfully, this is another deception that mocks God. This is another area where our thoughts and our minds deceive us into thinking, it didn't make any, they didn't fall to their knees and get saved right there, so it must not have done any good at all, right? There was nothing I said, nothing I did got through to them. They had an answer for everything that I tried to say, so I must not have done any good. So next time, I'm just going to say no thank you and close the door, and I'm not going to interact with them again because it didn't have any benefit. And imagine if you were to you go to the store and you're picking up something bigger, you're picking up a piece of furniture or something, and so you go to the counter and you've got the little card that says this is the piece of furniture I want. They scan it, you pay for it, and then the clerk disappears. You're like, okay. And a minute goes by and 2 minutes go by and you're just standing there at the register and you're like, okay, what is happening? I've got, I know I paid for it. I've got the receipt here, but nothing is happening yet. And then eventually you hear over the radio somebody's calling for help because the box is too heavy. And eventually they bring it out and they load it into your car for you. But there was that period of time, right, where you're like, okay, I invested. I planted the seed. I made the payment that was necessary of me. But now what's happening? Too often in that gap, in that meantime, we get frustrated, we get discouraged, we give up, And then we lose out. We walk away from the store and we lose out on the thing that we just paid for because like the clerk disappeared. And so I guess that's it. I guess I'm just going to go home now. And too often we do that in our life. So our question today then, again, going back to what seeds are you planting? How are you learning about your faith? How are you coming to understand your faith better? And more importantly, I think, how are you stretching your faith? What are the actions? What are the things that you're doing to plant in your life? I love that Mark Batterson says it like this. He says, most of us are already educated beyond the level of our obedience. Most of us are already educated beyond the level of our obedience. We know the thing that we're supposed to be doing. We just don't do it. So what I want you to do this year, I want you to find a place that stretches you, whether it's giving, serving, telling others about Jesus, getting involved in a small group. If you are struggling to find your place, come to the Discover GC class because that's exactly what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about this church and how we are helping to encourage your faith. But I would encourage you, even if you're not getting plugged in here, maybe you're visiting from out of town, find a place that is going to encourage you and that is going to stretch you in your faith. So the principle of sowing and reaping again. First of all, every action is a seed. Number two, every seed is a harvest. Number three, the harvest takes time. And number four is that God is responsible for the growth. If I could have the worship team go ahead and join me on stage. God is responsible for the growth. Jim Rohn once said, how about this miracle? God says, if you plant the seed, I'll make the tree. Wow, you can't have a better arrangement than that. First, it gives God the tough end of the deal. Imagine if you had to make the tree. Would that keep you up at late at night trying to figure out how to make a tree? But God says, no. Leave the miracle part to me. I've got the seed, the soil, the sunshine, the rain, and the seasons. I'm God. All the miracle stuff is easy for me. I have something reserved very special for you, though, and that is to plant the seed. Father, we thank you for this challenge today to examine our lives, to look at the fruit that we're receiving, to think about the seeds that we're sowing, and God, to examine and to make some changes today in what we're sowing so that we can reap a better harvest in days, months, and years to come. God, I ask that, Lord, you would convict us of the things that are leading us away from you, the things that are causing us to have a harvest that we don't want. God, I pray that you would convict us of those things, those bad habits, those bad actions, or even the neutral habits and actions that aren't helping us to develop our spiritual life. God, help us to feel convicted over those things. And God, I pray that you would help us to identify the good behaviors, the things that you're asking from us, so that we can begin to sow those things into our lives. As we continue praying today, I just want to take a moment to talk to you again about, we've talked about planting seeds. Every thought, every action, every habit is a seed that is one day going to bear fruit. And maybe as we've been talking today, you've realized that you've been planting some bad seeds in your heart. And you've realized that you need to make a change in your life. There's something going on there that you're like, I just need to do something different. God is speaking to you today. God has something that he wants you to do today. The good news is that God's grace is greater than your past. So if you've found yourself for years and years and years sowing in a negative direction, oftentimes all it takes is turning to God, acknowledging him, asking him to be the Lord of your life, and he's going to begin to make the changes necessary inside of you to see you move in the right direction. That doesn't mean that it always wipes out all of the consequences, but it does mean that God walks with you through those consequences. God's grace is greater than your past. And he invites you to a fresh start today. So if you're in here today and you've never given your life to Jesus, Today is the day to plant the most important seed of all, to get started on this relationship with God. Whether you're here in person or you're watching us online, I want to give you an opportunity today to accept Jesus into your heart. What we're going to do is we're going to count to three. I'm going to count to three. I'm going to have you raise your hand, and then we're going to pray a prayer. The reason that we pray this prayer is because we believe that it's important that we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. We believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. The Bible says if we do those two things, then we will be saved. So we pray all together. We pray out loud, and we're saying, God, I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want to listen to you because I believe that you're going to help me to plant things that are better than the things that I've been planting. If that's you in this place, if you want to accept Jesus into your heart, I'm going to ask you to signify by raising your hand when I count to three. Ready? One, two, three. Anybody in here? See a couple hands going up. Several hands going up. Anybody else? If you're watching us online, make sure to click the link in the chat. Is there anybody else? You want to give your heart to Jesus today? You guys can go ahead and put your hands down. Anybody else? Anybody else in here? If you want to accept Jesus into your heart today, let's go ahead and pray together. We say, everybody prays together. Nobody prays alone. So why don't we go ahead and repeat this together? Everybody say, Father God, I know that I've messed up. I've planted some bad habits, and I've reaped some bad rewards. Help me to plant new seeds in my life. Please forgive me for my past. I want you to be Lord of my life. I believe that Jesus was raised from the dead for my sins. Forgive me. Be the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Can we give these guys a hand this morning? Come on. It's so awesome to see new life coming into the kingdom. I know that God is going to, for those of you that raise your hand, but for all of us in here, I know that God has a plan for you, and he wants you to walk with him. And one of the ways that we do this is by planting seeds, by being focused on what are the actions that we're doing. So for those of us in here, then I want to give a chance, and in just a second I'm going to open the altars, because I want to give you a chance today to come down front and to say maybe it is you need to recommit yourself to Jesus. You need to recommit yourself to grow, to sowing some positive seeds in your life. God's been challenging you on some things as we've talked. We want to give you an opportunity to pray about those things today. Maybe you've been growing weary. Maybe there's that gap there. You paid for the item. You haven't received it yet. There's that gap, and you're like, God, I don't know how much longer I can continue to stand here, continue to be faithful. I want to give you an opportunity as well to come down front. We would love to pray for you. What we're going to do is we're going to have some prayer partners over here. If you want people to pray with you, to pray for you, they'll be over here. If you want to just come and pray, We'll open up the rest of the altar area. You can just come and you can just spend some time with your Father. And for those of you that are, so there's two things then. So maybe you're ready to commit yourself to sowing some new seeds in your life, or maybe you've been sowing seeds for a while and you're just feeling weary. I'm going to have us stand to our feet, and if that's you in this place, if one of those two things resonates with you, I want you guys to go ahead, let's go ahead and stand to our feet and come forward if you want to either recommit yourself to sowing good seeds or to just get some encouragement because you've been weary about the seeds that you've been sowing. Go ahead and come down to the front.